Hello, and welcome to another episode of SG Voice Talks 2, brought to you by Sustainable Growth Voice, part of DC Thompson. In these fortnightly episodes, the SG Voice team will be speaking to people and companies who are actually contributing to the change on the sustainable transition and the disruption of the status quo. I'm Heather Dinwoody, reporter at SG Voice, and this week I'm joined by Eddie Ingle, Chief Executive at Unify Manufacturing, who's going to tell us a little bit about the company's latest sustainable brand, REPREVE. So hi, Eddie. I suppose we'll dive in. We'll just give you a couple of minutes maybe to introduce yourself, tell us about your role and about the REPREVE brand.
Thanks, Heather, and thanks for having us on your podcast. Unify, we've been in business actually for about 50 years. We've been making polyester yarn back into the early 70s. We're based out of North Carolina, but we have operations around the globe. And we started on our journey to make sustainable yarns back in 2003 and launched it in 2007 with our brand REPREVE. And REPREVE basically is a brand that has 100% recycled content, mainly from post-consumer bottles. In fact, we're really excited because we've already reached a 35 billion bottle recycling rate, and we're shooting for 50 billion bottles by 2025.
So, I mean, in your own words, what problem is REPREVE addressing?
To keep it simple, I would say carbon. And what our job is to help brands and retailers meet their sustainability targets. And the inputs to textiles, I mean, 70% of the world's textiles are made of polyester. And we're not embarrassed by that. We celebrate that. But what we're trying to do is reduce the carbon footprint of the textiles that are put onto the market. And when somebody uses REPREVE, they have a much more sustainable footprint. And it also, one of the challenges our brands and retailers have is communicating to the consumers. And by using REPREVE, they can celebrate their sustainability story in a very clear, trusted, and transparent way.
How exactly are the yarns made? Is it a sort of proprietary process, or is it something that's sort of quite widely available?
I would say that at Unify, we were the first people to make continuous filament recycled polyester just like virgin, perform just like virgin yarns. And that's been a real positive for what we do. On top of that, we have a proprietary technology we call our FiberPin technologies, where we put a tracer inside every piece of yarn we make. And then we have a U-Trust verification system. So if somebody gives us a t-shirt or a bag, or any product, we can verify that it's actually made of REPREVE and it's made from recycled content. So we are the company that brands trust, consumers can trust, and we have the backup to prove it.
That's really interesting, actually. I'm sort of known on the team for being the one who writes a lot of stories about traceability and everything.
It's important.
It absolutely is. And I suppose, you know, with all the sort of legislation coming out about around sort of environmental disclosure and everything, that traceability is a really big value point, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the textile industry can do a better job of celebrating what they do. And I think this is just one other way for the brands to say, hey, we're legit. Not only is our brand legit, but what we use as inputs are legit. I mean, when we take the bottle, we take the caps off, we take the labels off, we wash it, we shred it into flake, we turn it into this pure resin that's highly filtered, and then we turn that into a yarn. I mean, we're taking molten polymer and spinning it at 3,000 meters a minute onto a package, and then we texture it to make it fluffy so that a weaver and knitter can use it. That yarn that we make can go into a variety of products, whether it be a Polartec fleece jacket or a pair of socks or a backpack. That trust that it's made from 100% recycled content when you have the REPREVE brand is what really gives brands a voice that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
It's incredible, really, when you say it like that, because, you know, you hear these things like, oh yes, this fleece is made from plastic bottles and stuff, but when you actually think about it, it's like, that's quite incredible, really. And I think there's maybe a bit of a disconnect, but having that traceability aspect really sort of brings the consumer back into it, I think. And I think that's important, actually, just to know where our clothes are coming from.
Yeah, the brands that we have, I mean, I'll just say a few of them. Asics, well-known brand, Teva, Levi's, The North Face. I mean, I'm actually wearing... I always celebrate what we do. I'm wearing a Haeger Reprieve Smart Wear suit. I've got a Reprieve nylon belt on. I've got socks that are made. They're wool Reprieve nylon socks. My shirt actually is made of recycled polyester, Reprieve polyester. So it's real, and it's using less carbon. And at the end of the day, you can throw this into our machine and recycle again. We have this program called our Textile Takeback Program. And that's another layer of sustainability and goes back to that textile to textile circularity that the brands are looking for.
And I suppose it is always difficult to monitor these things. You know, we sometimes hear of recycling where it turns out that actually the energy requirements are really high and things like that. But I believe you've just completed your life cycle analysis for the Reprieve brand. And I was wondering if you could maybe tell us a bit more about sort of what the key findings there were.
Yes, we're very excited about that, actually, because going back to that trusted brand, we basically are very confident now because of the testing that we did and the peer review of that test to prove that our product actually uses significantly lower carbon. We have 60% less greenhouse gas emissions when compared to virgin staple fiber, about 42% when compared to filament fiber. The fossil fuels depletion are reduced by 66%, and the water scarcity is reduced by 76%. And the fact that it's been peer-reviewed gives us great confidence, and it gives our customers and should give consumers great confidence that when they buy a brand that has Reprieve content, they're buying something that truly is sustainable, truly does use less carbon, truly does use less water.
It is always so important to have that evidence there rather than just sort of throwing all our investment and hope into something just because it's not what we're used to and just assuming that that means it's better. But I mean, when doing this life cycle analysis, were there any kind of trade-offs or anything that you'd maybe like to improve on, or was it mostly just positive results all the way?
You know, we've invested tens of millions of dollars over the last decade in our recycling technology, and we've also invested tens of millions of dollars in the processing of the yarns that we make in technology that uses less energy, that is more labor efficient, that uses less packaging. So for us, it's a continue. You hear this, it's a journey. It is for us a journey. We know that some of the ahas we had will allow us to be more thoughtful in our capital expenditures going forward. We want to get that number to be even lower. And that's going to take some maybe more efficient equipment, newer equipment that will help us get there. We're very excited where we are, but I think the big thing for us is going to be this next textile to textile, our textile take back program, which is going to give us that other story that we can have that is going to be perhaps even more, we would use less carbon than a bottle to fiber. So we're on a journey here. It's going to be important for us to continue to invest, which we will do, not just in the capital equipment, but also in our people and the marketing of this. We have to shout out and spend some money telling our story, because that helps the brands tell their story.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And I suppose the textile take back is sort of a part of this, but I did wonder, does Unify have any plans to sort of scale up the Reprieve brand or make it a bigger part of your business? And are there any challenges in scaling that up?
Yeah, so currently today, we're about 30-35% of our revenues come from our Reprieve brand. And that's up from obviously zero back in 2007. Our goal is to get to 50% by 2025. It's going to take some more capital. I think the textile take-back program that we have is going to help us get there faster. It is both in the U.S., driven from the U.S., but also in China. And we're taking textile scraps from the cutting room floor, turning them back into yarn, turning them back into to garments. I think the amount of interest we're getting from the brands is very exciting. I think that's going to catapult us to the next level. We're moving fast to get to 50%. We believe we can get there, and we're doing all we can, both from a capital point of view and a people point of view, to make sure that happens.
And have you been seeing an increase in demand in recent years? And if so, then what do you think is driving that?
You know, the last 12 months have been very challenging in our industry. There was a lot of overstocking in the textile textile market chain. What's happening in the last few months particularly is what we call activity. The activity levels, the sampling that we've been doing for new programs, new REPREE programs, both in Asia and in the US and Central America is growing. So we had a pause this year, unfortunately, and our fiscal year just ended in June, but we are fully expecting and are projecting to get to that 50% by 2025. We don't see any barriers to that. Brands and retailers have not backed away from their sustainability targets. And you know, big brands with social media, they've declared now they have to follow through. And you don't hit the target when you want to hit the target. That's one thing, but you have to keep moving forward to trying to hit your target. And that's what consumers are looking for. And that's why we are the preferred, most recognized, sustainable polyester brand and nylon brand out there.
That's great to hear, really, that the demand is sort of being followed through on, because, I mean, it's definitely something that we're seeing, is just that there's so much kind of reputational pressure, and increasingly there's regulatory pressure and stuff as well. So it's like, you know, you've really got to change now, or you're just going to be left behind. But, I mean, what do you think it would take for this type of model to become the norm, in terms of, you know, whether it's policy change, investment, or maybe a shift in sort of consumers' awareness as well? What do you think it will take to scale that up?
It's all of the above. For me, it always starts with the consumer, and the consumer is crying out for trust and transparent products, trustworthy and transparent products that they know they can brag about to their friends that are sustainable. I think there's a huge effort from a policy point of view, but ultimately consumers drive what businesses do. And I think we're well on our way to make that happen. It is going to be businesses like Unified, we have to invest, we have to spend the money. But as I always tell people around here, I've never met a sad recycler. And so we attract young, dedicated, determined people that are going to make this thing happen, that are going to make the textile industry more sustainable. We're just part of we're a cog in a big machine. And the thing that's driving the machine, it's not policy really, it's people. It's the human saying, I'm going to do something different. And that's what we're trying to fulfill that demand.
Well, you've certainly got me on board. I'm all for the recycling, and I hope to see REPREE maybe popping up in the UK sometime as well.
Well, thanks. We're looking forward to that. We have a website, REPREE, REPREVE.com, where you can find us, or at REPREE on Instagram. So if people want to find more about us.
That's wonderful. I'll certainly be checking it out myself, and I'm sure some of our listeners will as well. And that's about all we've got time for today. So thank you again, Eddie, for joining us. And to our listeners, if you'd like to share your thoughts about what's been discussed today, you can find us on social media, or you can drop us an email at sgvoice@dcthompson.co.uk. That's all for this week, but subscribe to our channel to make sure that you never miss an episode. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again.